what the fuck was happening in the 80s and 90s where dog owners were just primping white poodles all the time. Because this is not the only movie where it has this obsession with poofing a white poodle's hair.
Greg, your East Coastness is showing right now, because living in LA, that is all you see all the time.
But I will also say, yeah, you know, dog breeds come in waves as well. Like, I think the 90s and the 80s, poodles were very big.
That's true,
and they did represent, you know, floofy, prissy dogs versus, you know, the mutts that shouldn't be the riffraffs that have mate with them.
Wait, Josh, are you saying that LA's dog culture is largely pedigree poodles right now? Is that
it's pedigree based? It's probably less poodles now than it was in 1989.
It is doodles, like
a lot of doodles.
Doodles are, I think,
but
the
also
most popular.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy, just because every dog here is either a rescue mutt or is one of these dogs that their face is like a bunch of Play-Doh that they smushed around a bunch, and now they can't breathe good.
Yep. Yes, correct.
I love dogs.
That's just a coastal priority on ugly as pretty over here.
Which is how I would describe New York.
Yeah, I worked on a dog food commercial recently, and someone brought in a poodle. And I was struck with the thought, like, they still have those things?
You're right. It was definitely a staple of media in the late 80s, early 90s, of like, I am very fancy. Look at my poodle. I primp it ever so nicely.
Yeah, to have like show dogs back then. But now there's Instagram. Any dog can be famous.
Even the ugly dogs.
Well, actually, especially the ugly dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
If your dog has no bones, all the better.
Yep. The derpier, right, the more money it's going to take home for you.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I hope I get a dog with a neurological disorder. With, like, an eyeball hanging out. I'll be set for life.
You'll be in the money.
Dangles with his eyeball falling out. Yeah.
A tongue that can physically not fit into its own face.
Oh, I love dogs with the derpy tongues. I love dogs. This movie's
our little derp is very sleepy now.
Is she a sleepy baby?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, when are you going to get rich off that dog?
She doesn't want to.
She's terrible at taking photos.
She has made it clear that she does not perform on command, and she will not be our moneymaker.
Rude.
Yeah, I know. You know?
So disappointed.
So, I know. You take out a phone and point it at her, and she's like, fuck you, and walks away.
My cat was just free, so I'm like, I just have made it promise me it won't cost me money.
Yep.
I sat it down right when we got it. Yeah, exactly. It's like, look, I'm not expecting you to be a famous Insta-cat or whatever. I took you off the street, and you're going to agree to never get sick, or else that's what's going to kill you, buddy, because I just can't afford sick cat. And you know what? He's listened so far.
We have an accord.
we have an agreement, and he's being a real gentleman about it.
It almost seems like they named the movie Bingo so that they could have people creepily singing the song. Because the amount of chilling moments in this movie where an adult man who may or may not be a Hollywood pedophile elite is just walking down a hallway going,
and Bingo was his neighbor.
We get the song Bingo reprised throughout the movie, and we also get the one theme from this movie.
The song is Old MacDonald.
Oh my
Shit,
god, it is.
Right.
Old MacDonald.
Oh my god.
Old MacDonald had a farm, and Bingo was his name.
These are different songs. It's the same tune.
This is awful. There
was a farmer who had a dog.
This is the worst podcasting I've ever heard or seen.
There's two different farmers. One has a farm and one has a dog. It's important people know these things.
We're going to lose our podcasting license, guys.
We revoked.
But there's also the Bingo theme that is reprised so often. And it's never not catchy.
It's a banger.
It's so good. I forget it now, but it's so good.
It's also just a ripoff of CCR's, like, knocking on my back, on my, what's that song? No, dude, dude, knocking
it's,
on my
back. It's old McDonald's. It's
the, yeah. The song.
Crazy things. The dad is a professional football player.
A professional football player who continues to be traded constantly.
Well, do you think maybe he'd be a better football player if he kicked with a shoe on?
Like, it's crazy. Yes. That is such a character choice. It's so weird.
A special teams, a kicker who never puts a shoe on the kicking foot.
Even
never.
When he plays. Like, I thought, oh, surely that's the one time he puts something on it. And I was like, no, he was running on the football field with a barefoot, but only on one foot.
Now, I don't know sports, but that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
I love David Rash. I love David Rash in this movie. I'm so happy that he's doing
his dad. Who was also in Succession.
So great.
He's so funny.
He's in Succession. Sorry.
He's Sledgehammer, y'all.
Sledgehammer, baby.
Sledgehammer?
Fucking, maybe you remember a little movie called Bigfoot, An Unforgettable Encounter.
What?
Oh, my God.
He was the billionaire. He was the billionaire bad guy.
Oh, shit. God, I mean, that was like 3 years ago, but yeah, okay.
Guys, I thought it was an unforgettable encounter.
Another kids movie with far too much gunplay for anyone's particular liking.
But more successful, I think, in this one.
How goddamn dare you?
Hey, I loved Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is a legacy, Josh.
It's tough to compare, right? Because this movie is it's a road movie, whereas Bigfoot's like Lawrence of Arabia, right? Bigfoot's an epic. Bigfoot's big cinema. This is a fun 90s comedy.
A few things that are funny in the greater tradition of the, like, American road movie that this is inexplicably part of.
Yeah.
It's surely making jest in part of it, but is like a very strict adherence to it. Like, the director, Matthew Robbins, didn't write this, but was largely a writer more than director, but like wrote the screenplay for Sugarland Express, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Like, most recently has a writing credit on Del Toro's Pinocchio. Like, it looks like he worked with Del Toro a bunch.
But like also like directed Legend of Billie Jean. It's half road movie, half like kid empowerment movie that kind of follows a pretty similar template to this, which is like, it's his filmography is so wild because it's like, yeah, Legend of Billie Jean and Dragon Slayer, Batteries Not Included.
That, oh, I love Batteries
Bingo.
Not Included.
Bingo. Like, and it's just like this movie.
Was this the last one he directed ever? So
he did a music video for Paul McCartney the next 2 years after. But yeah, pretty much.
That's such a bummer. I would love to see more.
Paul McCartney
things.
Saw Bingo and was like, get me that man. McCartney. That's how Paul McCartney really talks. Truth's out there, Josh. Pay attention.
Like John Lennon?
He's got a sort of southern drawl to him. Get me that man. I'm Paul McCartney. Bring me the director of Bingo.
This is so delayed, but now I'm going back and saying, no, Casey, that was Paul W.S. McCartney.
Why? Why? Why did you say this?
I don't know.
Paul W.S.
So stupid.
I love you felt the need to stop the podcast.
Stop everything.
It's going to get cut, and I wanted my joke regardless.
That means the idea is that regular Paul McCartney is Paul Thomas McCartney.
Yes.
Or there's some sort of spell where you put WS between after any Paul, and they become just the sort of weaker, weirder version of themselves.
God. Oh, what were we talking about?
I wish I could come up with things quicker.
It's okay.
Yeah, I did write at a certain point. I did write, this is a horror movie in my notes.
As a dog lover, yes.
It was the hot dog scene. Yeah.
Wait, are you responding to Jamie's Paul W.S. McCartney?
Yeah.
It better be with a no. It's P W S Barnum.
I wanted to say Paul W.S. the Apostle.
Oh, now I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It's the Bible. It's the Bible. It's Catholic.
I mean, yes, I understand that, but sure. I don't get the. Now we've gone too deep.
I was just thinking of any Paul.
just WS in there.
Think of a Paul.
The lesser Paul.
Oh.
Yeah, I see. Anyone.
Paul W.S. Anderson. Mortal Kombat. Stuff I give it to. To Liu Kang.
To the spit tank.
With seltzer.
Oh, God. He's just like, why? Some of us are trying to sleep right now.
This is unlistenable.
So the hot dog horror movie.
Kurt Fuller would have made a wild Marv.
You can't have two bald guys, Greg.
That's fair.
There is a one bald guy per 90s movie limit.
Comedy duo, you can't have two bald guys.
Sidebar, it's wild that Joe Pesci like retired, like never does anything, like came out to do the Martin Scorsese movie, otherwise doesn't do anything. Until Pete Davidson's like Hulu original series.
What the hell are you talking? Wait, really?
Yes.
I do not. I understand the betting of all of Hollywood's beautiful women more than I understand the amount of like entertainment chances. Pete Davidson. Like, I think he's fine. It's like, yes, sleep with all the women of Hollywood. I don't mind. But like another thing about your life. Did the Judd Apatow King of Staten Island movies not say it all?
Maybe he has all of the information about people that they don't want. Like, maybe he's like the blackmail king of Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's basically his character in Fast and Furious 10 or Fast X. That's basically who he plays.
Maybe that was like that Tobey Maguire movie where Tobey Maguire was like, I'm going to play myself. I'm going to play myself.
Molly's Game.
Molly's Game, yes. Monster, yes.
You know, you see pictures of him like courtside with Kate Beckinsale. They're like laughing, but he'll like lean in and whisper, like, if you want those photos to get out, you won't kiss me on the cheek right now.
How could Kate Beckinsale do that to Paul? Paul W.S.
No, Greg, you've forgotten.
Pete W.S.
Anderson.
That's not Pete Davidson. That's Pete W.S. Davidson.
Oh, no, our extra credit has a runner.
It's not even a good one. It's just funny to us.
I know.
Listen to extra credit number 60-something, True Believers.
Dear listener, if you think this is funny, then this is for you. You're part of the gang.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're official video here. Enjoy this official video eye stamp. Yeah. You're one of our favorite classmates.
Dear Paul W.S. Anderson, will you come on our podcast?
Paul W.S. Anderson, we're just kidding. We think you're the best.
I would
Paul
love...
Paul W.S. Anderson, care of kidnapped family.
If this movie's any indication, it'd get to him.
Paul, you're always gonna be my director.
I would love to explain our look at my hot wife theory.
Yes.
To Paul W.S. Anderson's face.
I think he gets it. I don't think he definitely doesn't need an explanation.
What does he look like?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Little Liam Neeson.
Can he get it?
Liam Neeson meets.
Wait, really?
All right, we all gotta look
like
it up
a,
now.
Like a thin Kevin Sorbo meets Liam Neeson.
Okay.
Yeah, he can get it.
He's got a jawline. I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a goofy smile. I like his goofy smile.
Yeah. He's got the lumps that I'm not surprised if people would call those face lumps attractive.
Those face lumps attractive.
He's got those face lumps.
Oh no, what were we talking about? I had something.
I don't know.
Maybe something interesting to say.
Something.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We were talking about the bandits, the felons.
When Chucky wakes up from his nightmare, his mom says, "No more chainsaw videos before bedtime," to him, and I really just want to know what that means.
Because it's not YouTube.
YouTube doesn't exist. So. It's not chainsaw movies.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. I think she's just referring to
movies as videos.
Yeah, I think that's like mom's calling every video game system Nintendo.
Right. So like Texas Chainsaw Massacre basically is what.
Yeah, you're not allowed to, no more Nintendo. Mom, it's a Sega. It's like, whatever.
The phrase chainsaw videos just tickled me.
Mostly because I want to own more of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the idea
feels
like
something we should watch is a chainsaw video.
Hey, I'm in. I'm here.
Hey, Schlocktober's coming up.
Yeah, Schlock, yeah.
Schlocktober's coming up.
Our next one is for that, by the way.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've changed it. This year, it's going to be Frocktober. So it's all period.
All frocks.
Something happened on the way to the forum ripoffs.
I'm trying to work WS into that somehow, and it's not working.
They're all Jewish horror movies. It's Locktober.
Locktober! I'm down.
That sounds great.
Yum, yum.
No, is it X-Men then in this?
Yes.
Like,
right, there's sort of like a special breed.
No,
it's
WS
species.
God.
Right, well, now, at a certain point, it's got to be in the main episode, right? Like, at a certain point, it's got to stay in the full episode.
Video high. Dick WS Wolf.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.